is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagTube. Let's start the roll call with any Echo Link stations, of Echo Link stations only, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Buenos Aires. I'll be in and out, but I'll try to come back for the swap meet.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4ACA. It's Mr. Bill, and he's in Buenos Aires tonight. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Appreciate the long-distance check-in. We'll move on up to that. Well, but let me see here. I got a bunch of pre-check-ins, and I'll read those off real quick. I got W4, Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up there at Traveler's Rest. And I got KW4TS, Mr. Jim. He's up there in Lebanon, Indiana tonight. Appreciate you being with us, Jim. And KJ4HYC, Shane over in 6 Mile. And KN4DEE, that's D up in Edmond. And KO4EQP, that's Josh, he's also in Edmond. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, and he's down in Anderson. And W4DF, that's Mr. Don, and he's up in Inman. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. And I got another Echo Link station, Echo Link stations only, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary, and all on the group. Tell Miss Joy I said hello, and please check me in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town. Still looking for that plug, Gary.
And I would like to say good evening. KK4, FTU, Mr. Richard, over there in Slab Town, Northwest Anderson County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And, Richard, had a fellow ham sent me a email, and they have a power cord for a Yaesu FT-101ZD on eBay. And if you look on eBay, I don't know if that's the correct plug or not, but if it is, there's one available on eBay. If not, if that's not the right one, let me know.
All right, Gary, appreciate it. KK4FTU, back to net control.
All righty, buddy. Well, I'll continue to run that as usual, and hopefully we'll find you a plug for that thing one of these days soon. Let's see here. That's all the Echo Link stations I got, all the pre-check-ins. So we'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
LS. Please say hello to Miss Joy. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County, and I'll be native and native. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
DOS. Please check in
Whiskey
Golf 4. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Lindman. I'll be negative and negative, but listening to SwapNet, and I'm looking for something.
CI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4. Well, wait a minute. Missed one. Back up a little bit. WG4MC. Mr. Matt, he's across the creek, neighbor of mine over there in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt, and I'll be back to you when we start SwapNet to find out what you're looking for. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up a little bit to the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman. No traffic, no comment. 73s.
You got that group all to yourself tonight. KN4RJN. Mr. John up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Hey, David. Check in WB4MOU. Out of turn. I was busy and missed my turn there, David.
DOS. In Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to WB4MOU, Mr. Ron over there at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And Ron, don't worry about it. I'll do that from time to time. Also, like to say good evening to WN4S, Mr. Chris. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keys and Columbus. Greetings, Gary, Joe, and everybody on the list. Just check me in and out.
DOS. Check in and out. KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville. And I have a question when you have a chance.
Please check in November Delta 2 Zulu. My name is Ron. Also check in Melissa, Kilo Kilo 4 Golf, Papa Golf. We're here in Anderson and we'll be listening, but we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on the net.
DOS. Here is Kilo Foxtrot 4 Victor India Sierra. KF4VIS, Dan and Taylors, I'm negative and negative.
Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, David, Mobile, and Newberry, I'll be in and out.
Station Mobile down there in Newberry, is that Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie? And your name? Okay, David, I apologize. Got just a little bit of scratch in there, but we got you in the log. Appreciate you being with us, and you be careful out there on the mobile down there in Newberry. Never like to say good evening, KE4ZHF. That's Mr. Keith. He's up there in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And KI4VLW, Mr. Randy. And his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Nashville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello, and I'll be back to you to get your question in just a moment. And ND2Z, that's Mr. Ron, and his sweet bride, KK4GPG, Miss Melissa. They're down in Anderson. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Ron. Tell Melissa we said hello. And KF4VIS, Mr. Dan over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us, Dan. Hope you're doing well. And KC4YLC, Mr. David, down there Mobile in Newberry. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. KI4VLW, Randy, what's your question?
TOS, KI4VLW. Gary, is the Blue Ridge Ham Fest in Spartanburg Fairgrounds still on, or has it been canceled? And if it is still on, when is the date?
As far as I know, and that ain't too far, it is still on, and it is September the 12th.
I was wondering, and I was going to make the announcement about y'all's Ham Fest on a couple of nets up here. So September the 12th, and it is still on. Okay, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. KI4VLW.
If it changes, I'll let you know. Like I said, as far as I know, it is still on, but that ain't much. But there again, as far as I know, and I'll do some checking, and I'll get back with you on that.
Thank you, Gary.
Y'all take care. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont. And I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening around for the swap net. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. Land the was. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS. Out of turn, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel, Pat, mobile in Fountain Inn, no traffic, no comment, thank you, sir.
36 out of turn, KI4MLN.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, K4VKN, Mr. Allen, he's over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat. He's mobile down there in Fountain Inn tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. You be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip on to the house. And KI4MLN, Mr. Al. He's down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Got another Echo Link station up, Echo Link station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in and out Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're up here at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Good evening to you, Gary. 73 to you and all on the net.
And that would like to say good evening to K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, up there at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
US, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
US, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike, that's Jeff and Taylor. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Check in again there, Mr. Gary. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. AKA easily, negative, negative.
4DOS. November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Gary and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in W4DOS here in Livonia, Georgia. And I'll be sticking around for the swap net.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4AOW, Mr. David up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KO4BDM is Mr. Jim, and he's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us, Jim. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello and good visiting with you earlier today. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joe, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And W4DOS, Mr. Tony, down there in Livonia, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tony. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, everybody on the net. And I'm going to try to stick around for a little chew tonight there, Gary.
W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4DOS, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, negative, negative, night, Gary, thanks.
If you can hear me on this angle.
Yeah, 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recheck, I got you. Net would like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Joan we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, he's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KI4MLN, Al, I got you both times.
Take about 2 minutes to do this quick announcement when you get a chance.
Turn an announcement, go ahead.
I wanted to let you know about my teacher's wife, Linda, my friend Ronnie, the one that taught me automotive machine work, and I wanted to tell real fast the story about how when I was first. The reason I never became an amateur was because I couldn't deal with the Morse code. And also, I dealt with a military recruiter in 1979 when I got out of school. And she said, well, you know, you're a fourth. I said, well, you know, I could be a radio man or something. And she said, well, they couldn't do that. And I found out later they could have done it. And I said, well, there was a time in the military, people were not, women weren't in the military at all. I said, so, just because I can't shoot a gun doesn't mean I can't work on a transmitter. I said, that's crazy. So I ended up, I worked with Ronnie. We were the first people, I was the first person in Connecticut to go to tech school. I had to sue the first one. I'm the first one to start my own machine shop, so that's the story of why I didn't get into amateur radio in the first place and why I never worked on transmitters. Kind of funny. But I kind of wanted to bring it up. We'll talk about some other time we got more time, but I wanted to bring that little point up. KI 4 million back to net.
Well, I'm sorry about your buddy up there in Connecticut. I hate to hear when somebody passes away. You know how that goes, but I do appreciate you bringing that to us, and we'll talk about that again on the telephone one day soon. Continuing with roll call in the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in, Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Gulf, SKN-4, UBG, Kevin, mobile around, Simpsonville. I'll be negative, negative, 73 is you and everybody on the net.
Would like to say good evening to KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there mobiling around Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. You be careful out there on the mobile. Let's move on up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. It's Hilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Well, hope you enjoy your well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Better recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And she's in the other room stringing some green beans that I picked earlier in the day. That's the way that goes. Now let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra. Kilo Delta, Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda. We're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
KI-4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone's having a good night. 7-3.
Yes.
DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim, in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4DOS. Please check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. Greg and my wife, Kilo November 4, Romeo Oscar Papa Page. We're in Powdersville this evening. We'll be in and out. 7-3s.
DOS. Please check in KO4 EYB, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor, mobile in Whitmire, and I'll be taking it.
KI-4 DOS. Check in, Kilo, November 4, Sierra, Mike Oscar, KM4, SMO, Scott, Greenville. Check me in and out, Gary, thank you.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry And his suite rides KG4AHS. Miss Rhonda, neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his suite rides KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KA2TXJ, Mr. Jim. He's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KN4RDE, that's Mr. Greg. And his sweet bride, KN4ROP, Miss Paige. They're over in Powdersville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Greg. Tell Paige we said hello. And KO4EYV, Mobile down there in Whitmire, and I missed your name. Give me your name, please. We got you. Appreciate you being with us. You be careful out there on the mobile. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KN4SMO, Mr. Scott. He's up here in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Glad you're back from Edisto. I hope y'all had a good time down there. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Click in. Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. Quiet, I'm in Blue Ridge, negative, negative.
DOS, please check in. KJ4HIAG. And please check in, Robbie. KJ4KOX, my wife. Greenville downtown, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KJ4CTD, Mr. Wyatt up there in Blue Ridge. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wyatt. And KJ4HIA, that's Mr. Gene and his sweet bride. KJ4KOX, Miss Robbie. They're over there in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Like say good evening to Denver KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Juan, your audio is way down. It's way down there. I had to turn the volume way up to hear you. You got a good signal into the repeater that appeared, but the audio was way down. Just thought you'd like to know. Check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments.
Say good evening to K4GAT, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Got another EchoLink station up, EchoLink station only, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
We'll be negative and negative, but we'll be listening for a bit. Thanks for calling that, Gary. 7-3.
And everyone likes to say good evening to W2MJB, Mr. Mark, down there in Simpsonville. Mark, I don't know if you checked Wendy in or not. We might have doubled a little bit. I don't know. But I got you in the log. Is Wendy with you or she not beside you?
KI4DOS W2MJB. Yes, I guess we doubled. I was checking Wendy in as well. That's KN4HTP. Over.
All righty, buddy. We got that sweet little bride of yours, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. And she's also down there in Simpsonville. I apologize for that, Mark. you know, we do that occasionally. You know, we think it's clear and we start talking, but... it's not, so, but I'm glad we got you and Wendy both checked in tonight. Y'all take care. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. call KI4DOS. Well, folks, that sounds like we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RAGQ portion a little bit later, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had one gentleman with a want that he wants to put on the swap net. We'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. K4OIM, Mr. Walt. Walt, what are you looking for?
KI4DOS, K4OIM. I'm looking for a 30-amp power supply. I've got a brand-new MFJ 25-amp. I hadn't had it but 6 weeks. I turned it on the other night and was reaching for my FT450 to power it up, and the power supply popped. No smoke, no smell, no nothing. I've got to send it back to MFJ, so I'm looking for at least a 30-amp now. They can reach me at 864-479-3761.
Hey, Walt, I got you looking for a 30-amp power supply. You don't care if it's, or would you prefer a switching power supply or one of the linear power supplies?
We would rather have the switching power supply, Gary.
And the folks can reach you at 864-479-3761.
That's correct. Thank you, Gary. 73.
Does anyone need any fills on this 30-amp power supply that Walt is looking for?
Recheck.
Go ahead, Dan.
Let me have that phone number again. I think I've got an extra one here. It's an Alinco. It will be a 32-amp, and it's a DM330MV switch and power supply. If that will work for him, give me his number there.
Hey, Dan. Well, that's Walt, K4OIM, up in Inman. You can reach him at 864-479-3761. Copy?
Yeah, thank you.
You might be getting a call here in a minute. Dan's got one that you might be able to use.
I like a winner. Thank you, Gary.
Anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item we got on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an Astron RS70A. That's a 70-amp power supply. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Hit him up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. He said this power cord has a rectangular plug on it, and it has 12 blades, and he can't seem to find one. Does anyone need any fields? Hit him up is for sale. Fella has two Collins 388 receivers. He has a phase monitor. He also has a Hammerlin SP600 and a whole bunch of crystals. He said to make him an offer on some of this stuff. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM 746 Pro. He has a matching external speaker and a hand mic, and he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Drake MN2000. That's an antenna tuner. He would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale.
is an Ameritron AL811H. Has an HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Collins 30L1. That's a HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Yaesu FL2100B amplifier. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC27H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver. He would like $30 for it. Anyone need any fields?
That item has been sold.
So you sold the 27 and the 229, right?
That's affirmative. They've both been sold to a new licensed amateur up in the mountains.
I appreciate you letting me know. I can take it off my book. I do appreciate it there, Jim. It's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. Fellow has a set of tubes for a Collins 32B. These are brand new tubes. He also has a tube tester he'll throw in. He said to call him and talk to him about the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Ameritron 811H. It's wired for 120 volts. He would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Drake L4B with the Harbach mods. This amplifier is wired for 220, and he would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood VGS-1. That's a voice recorder board, and he would like $45 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for an HF transceiver. He said he would like to find an inexpensive one. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Kenwood TS-2000. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. W4AKG, AK, you still by?
Yeah.
I'll ever get in touch with you about that case.
Hear from him.
Well, if you don't hear from him, let me know. I'll take it off your hands. I'll slide mine down in a case. I don't normally put it in one, but that's a nice case.
Will do.
W4AKG. Oh, you take care, and you and Teresa have a good evening. Folks, that's going to conclude reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to brag to you? Call KI4DOS. First on the rag chew list tonight, that would be Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Joan been up to? Y'all still hibernate?
This is WB4FEE, and I'm on the phone with Walt. I'll be back to you in a little bit.
I'll throw a recheck out there as soon as you get off the phone with Walt. Hope you and Walt get together on that power supply. Next up is Mr. Al, if he can get in the right position with that HT down there in Malden. KI4MLN, Al, what have you been up to? Not be around either. That's the only two that I had down for rag chew tonight, so we'll see if there's any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo India 4, SS Tango Yankee, KY, Chris, Southern Greenville County.
The
say good evening. KI4ETY. Is that Chris?
One and the same.
All righty, Chris. We got you in the log. Appreciate you being with us. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Scared him off. He popped up my ass, I hollered for Echo Link stations, and he dropped back off. Let's see if we can get him in the log. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Dave, if you do not have voice capabilities on your Echo Link, if you will send me a text message, I'll get you in the log here on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that's a no joy on that Echo Link contact. I'd love to get him in the log. And I'm bumping my gums trying to wait on Dan. He's on the telephone, and he's the only other rag chewer that I had left. Is there anyone I'd like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
Appreciate it.
Well, I got a text message from another Dave, KE7PT. He says he's just testing Echo Link and he just wants to listen. But Dave, we got you in the log here in beautiful upstate South Carolina on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. We're here every night starting at 9 p.m. A different net controller each night. WB4FEE, Master Dan, what have you and Miss Jones been up to?
Hey, Gary. This is WB4FEE. Yeah, hadn't been up to too much. Been kind of cooling it today. I did cut some grass ahead of the rain here. Went to the gym this morning and got back, and I had used my mower the other day, and it started raining before I could get it cleaned up, and I hate to put it up dirty. But anyway, I planned to get it out and clean it up today, and they keep talking about rain every day this week, so the rest of the week. So I just jumped on it and run back over the yard again real good, and then got it cleaned up, and was sitting out there, was going to do something else, and I looked around at this big old dark cloud coming. I said, well, I'll just go ahead and put her in the building. So I went ahead and put it back in the building out there and put everything up and went on back in the house. It wasn't a few minutes for sure enough. It was raining, so I made a good move there, old.
You did, Dan. Well, I hate that you didn't get it cleaned up the first time. I like to keep my mower cleaned up. Seems like the deck and the blades last a little longer if you clean them up a little bit, get them greased and all that good stuff. I do mine the same way. I try to wash the deck out. I've got one of those quick disconnect water of things that is drilled into the top of the deck, and I just plug my hose pipe up to it, let it sit there and run, and with the blades going, and it knocks all that loose, all that stuff, grass and all that stuff out, that and the dirt and the mud and anything else if you run over an ant hill. So it cleans it out pretty well, and I take the my leaf blower and blow the top off of it, get all the grass off of it, and you kind of get it halfway clean, and then after it cools down, I'll squirt it off with the hose pipe. I don't use soap and water on it, but I probably should because it's getting kind of dingy looking, but I like to keep it looking a whole lot better. One thing I did do, Dan, is I had one of these little small, it's a Honda tiller. It's similar to the I can't think of what it's called now, the Manis tillers. It's like a, got like a weed eater motor on it, but it's a little small tiller. I squirted that thing with it hot, and it the water hit the coal, and the coal has got some electronics in it, and it destroyed that coal. I had to buy a new coal for it.
Yeah, it don't pay to put no cold water on them when they're hot. And that's the one thing I don't do, and but that's one reason I blowed it off. I take mine up to the shop up there and turn the air compressor on, and I blow it off completely. And scrape out from under the bottom with a stick, you know, I scrape everything out from under the bottom of it.
And it's got the water ports on it like you're talking about. I got two of them on this one. And and I have done that, but I don't do it all the time. But anyway, I've come down here and mix up some of my car wash stuff and take my brush and everything and after it cools off, you know, and clean it. And I don't do this every time. This is a new mower. I've done it one time this year. And I'll do it again probably after I use it a couple more times. I'll probably wash it down again real good. But most of the time, I just blow it off real good with the air pipe. I get most all of it off. But if you ever leave it and let it dry like that one time, then it sticks. So you have to wash it after that to get it all off there, over.
I know what you're talking about. But you were talking about getting your lawnmower and running over the grass before it started raining. When I got up this morning, it said there was an 80% chance of thunderstorms. So I went out and jumped in the garden and picked 5-gallon bucket of green beans and cut a whole bunch of okra and looked at the corn. Corn's almost ready to pull. The tomatoes, I got tons of tomatoes out there, but only two of them were half ripe. And I left them on the vines, so they'll be there for another day. And the other things that I've got out there is the bell peppers and cucumbers. And lima beans, the lima beans will probably need picking this weekend. And cucumbers, they hadn't even got out of the ground good. Those plants aren't but, maybe 5 or 6 inches tall, so I got a ways to wait on my cucumbers.
You hear that? But sound like you got a truck garden going over there. I want a small truck farm there, but yeah, that's the way I always liked to garden too, Gary. I enjoy that so much. I love gardening and all. That's always been a thing I've ever really enjoyed. And but it is a lot of work, and this heat and all got where I can't take this heat too much anymore, so I don't do much of it anymore. And I'm going to be going down here tomorrow. A friend of mine got a pretty big garden down here down Scuffletown Road. I'm going to go down there and get me some tomatoes tomorrow from him. I understand he's got a bunch of them down there. I think somebody told me he had 1,000 tomato plants out down there to give you an idea of the size of his garden there, over.
His garden's a whole lot bigger than mine. If he's got 1,000 plants out, goodness gracious. It may be all he's growing, I don't know, with that many plants, but he probably sells to local places that use a lot of tomatoes and that when they're coming in, which is a good thing, you know, like restaurants or whatnot. But again, he might take them down to the farmer's market. I don't know. But 1,000 plants, that's a lot of tomatoes.
This is WB4FEE with KI4DOS. And, he sells a little bit of everything. I think he's got corn, okra, cucumbers, the whole nine yards, squash, the whole bunch. And, but he's got a lot of help, too. I think he got 2 or 3 guys or some of his kin folks down there that helps him. And me and this boy used to work together down here at the plant years ago. And he's a worker. He's always has been. And but ever since he retired, he had a place. And he's in a good location down on Scuffletown. He's right on the corner, right next to one of them new schools and all down there. So a lot of people sees his place. And he don't have no problem selling it. And I don't know, he may sell it to some of these local stores too there, over. But he's got a lot of stuff there, over.
And the OS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for WB4FEE, Mr. Dan. That's a good deal, Dan. I'm glad he's in it. It sounds like he's in a prime location as far as that goes. But I hope you go down there and get you some tomatoes and are you going to bring any home enough to can, or are you just going to get something to eat?
we don't do any canning much anymore, and Joan done got past that. she says she can buy them cheaper than she can do, cheaper than she can do them now.
Well, that may be true, Dad, but they don't taste the same, do they?
I don't think so either.
Well, I tell you, I don't blame her. You know, Joy does all the canning and all the stuff in the house. I'll go out there and till the garden up and plant it and harvest it and bring it in, and she takes care of the rest of it. But it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. It is a lot of work, but it's a good therapy to get out there and dig in the dirt some. I've been meaning to ask you, have you gone back to work yet?
Roger that. Yeah, I've been back to work probably about 6 or 8 weeks now. And but we just been doing one day a week. But they told us yesterday that starting next week we'll be back to our regular schedule, back to 2 days a week. They needed everybody back in there. Their things were picking up a little bit, but we don't have that many cars on the yard. I mean, you know, when they first called us back, our yard was completely full, wall to wall, and they had them parked out on the grass all the way out to the outer driveway. We must have had 400 or 500 cars over there. And now then, I bet you there's probably not 30 cars on the lot there. And so I don't know what's going on, but they got something. They got something fixing to happen, I guess, or starting to do. But he said we're going to need more drivers back in there at least 2 days a week. Over.
I'm glad you were able to go back and go back to work like that, even if it was just 1 day a week. But that's better than no days, I guess. But I'm glad things are starting to pick back up. I really am. And who knows, you know, they got rid of all the cars he had on the lot up there. Y'all may be going someplace else and start picking some up to bring them back up there.
Absolutely, and we've been picking up just a few, and I do local most of the time, so if there's any deleted out that we pick up, we normally the ones that pick them up and bring them back in, so we haven't been bringing that many back in right here lately, but, you know, Hertz over there, they went bankrupt, so they're selling off their cars, and we have bought a lot of those. So we went over there one day, their lot last week, which is right up, you know, two lots over from where we are. We went over there and picked up about 4 or 5 vehicles from them the other day. And so I don't know, we might be picking some more of these up too there, over.
Well, that's something that was news to me. I didn't know that Hertz had gone out of business. But, you know, times is hard. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do, I guess. But I'm glad that your place of employment is still doing well.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly how that thing works, but I know they filed for bankruptcy and all, and they are moving some of their cars, getting rid of their inventory and all. But I understand that they're still more or less in business, but yet I don't know to what level they're over.
Well, I'm glad they're still hanging in there. That's about all we can say.
Roger that. Yeah, that's all I can say about it. I just always thought when you went bankrupt, you went out of business, Earl.
A different, I can't think of the right word I'm looking for. That don't ever happen to you, I know. They got different values on the bankruptcy. You know, you can do Chapter 11 or 13 or some of them, you get rid of some of your debt, but you don't have to pay nothing off, and then some of them, you know, you got to try to liquidate and pay everything you owe off and that sort of thing. So I don't know. I ain't never filed for bankruptcy, so I don't know nothing about it, Dan.
I understand, and you're exactly right. There's different ways that this bankruptcy thing is filed, and then too, I don't know how their cars are listed if they own the cars. I don't think they own the cars. I think they leased those cars or something or another. I don't know exactly how their system works over there. Theirs was different from ours. I know that. Over.